Iko nene.
Iko nene.
Vile unacheki jo kuna event tumetoka na leo ndo nime notice come to dress shirts. Like yeah. I have very few dress shirts and as you can see this one is hanging on to dear life. Kitambi yangu inakuwa bigi.
Okay.
And later tutakuwa tukibonga juu ya kitambi ya David D, but it just shows you how things can be. Kwanza unashindwa tumetoka wapi? By the time tuna record we are straight from Octopizzo's album launch, which was an interesting one because first of all the way our trip started, so tulikuwa joined na Zack. Alafu tuka order cab and then the cab guy decided to be a funny guy pretending hana fuel.
Yeah,
kapitia katikati ya tao.
Mm.
Akafanya tuka stick tao I think kwa traffic for around 30 minutes eh?
Yeah,
so delayed us by 30 minutes.
Yeah, tulitoka hapa almost 5 eh?
Yes,
tulikuwa tunatoka tao 5:32.
He wasted our time kabisa.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was the sort of guy I didn't even give him a tip. So this one may notice siku concentrate na nini yake, so siku mret, but I should have given him one
yeah,
star.
Yeah.
Cause kuna hiyo jinga ile happen hige. But sasa tukafika hizo masite, so tuko tunaenda the official residence of the EU ambassador.
Yeah.
And of course invited by Octopizzo himself. So tukafika pale.
Yeah.
So tuambie jo, how did you feel tukiingia kwa tuanzia hapo kwa gate? Bila tulipotea.
Lots of security, as in we didn't know kuna baro yenye, of course we can't expose the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Kuna baro yenye, we didn't know actually where it is on the map. So,
yeah.
But the fact that kulikuwa na heavy security presence, uka guess ni pale, but you weren't sure.
Yes.
So, dere unajua ata before he got there, alikuwa amesema, is not even using the map. Unakosaje kutumia map place ya mabadi?
Yeah, alikuwa dere moja wa ajabu kabisa.
Sindio?
Yes.
Labda mwambie mimi ni pale. Hiyo avenue ni ile.
Anasema
ati si hiyo. Mwambie it's that one. It's
yeah,
Koposta.
Yeah.
So of course we get there. There's heavy police presence. Our boys in blue. Of course, tulitan tu one. Then moja alikuwa shafika hapo. Hivyo wakatuliza, hey, you guys mnaenda hapi. Mwambie tunaenda to this address, nini EU residence. Okay, ni hapo, yeah, yeah. So, sinipale, ni ile boma.
Oh, okay. Alita boma?
Yeah, ni nyumba.
Damn, okay.
So, of course, tukaenda pale, kuingia. There's the, nini, nilikuwa, there's, for the first time, I saw two lists. And if your name appears on one list, it must appear on the next list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have to confirm. Because,
of course, uliko mefreeze waju, you don't have an ID.
Then some dude recognized me.
Yeah, kasema hawe tunakujua wengi.
Yeah, tukabaki tumeingia.
So of course, yes, of course, tukiingia pale, like, wale wasi walikuwa not receive those delegates.
Like, the deputy, was it a deputy ambassador?
Yeah. Alisema, hi, how are you?
Alisema, like, some very high post, I was like, are you here? Because, who are you? Kasema, podcaster? Motherfucker?
Yeah.
Okay. Kabaki tumeingia. Alafu kitu ilikuwa interesting ni vile tuliingia, of course the first people tuliona ni watu wa mic check.
Yeah.
So
Maria
na
nani?
Maria na
Mwas.
Mwas. Hao ndio upatikana pahali. Ile raha nyingine ipatikana gichaxi wa rare. That dude is
rare. Is only even in the country.
Yeah, you come say that dubs size.
Yeah.
So how ndio?
Asha chax. That chax up.
Yeah. So ndio tuliwapata. Yeah. Lafu, of course, kitu moja ile tulitoka na Ian ndio tukiwa nayo jo ni kitu inaitwa ubao.
Yeah.
So tulikuwa na ubao kiasi, but pia in the process tu ile time tu tulianza kubonga nao hivi. Pizzo Day akatokea jo.
Yeah.
Pizzo
Day
akabaki ametu join. Of course he had this like African thing. You know, it's like alikuwa na Kiafrika.
Like this bar
walking stick or something.
Yeah, walking stick, yeah.
And of course considering that it was his event. That was good to see him. Ile tu ametucheki akakama katusalimia. And it was a good one. Then of course kaka kwa ile table, the first thing muulizaga watu ni ile time to approach amalizana na ma pleasantries na Octo. First thing muulizaga watu ni kuna chakula. Because maybe tukirewind kidogo kitu ile happen ni like on that Tuesday sasa. Because if we had to talk about that, ni I don't know, like kulikuwa a few things saziku happen vile tunataka. So by the time tunatoka tuko tumedishi. So tukajiambia juu tunaenda pale kwa ile embassy hakuna vile anaweza kusadishi. Si ndio?
Yeah.
Kulikuwa na bitings zingine. Is there bitings zilikuwa nini?
They had
was it hot dog or what? I don't know what it
they
was.
Had this bread,
the bread and the kiss, the whatever katikati.
No, that's like a sausage roll.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Your oh, time, you missed the sausage
roll? Nilikuwa napigwa picha na Zack.
Mimi nilichukua mbili kwanza.
Niliturn.
Mm.
Nikaona ushie.
Kuna time nilichukua mbili. Nikichukua mbili who was atuko naye kulikuwa alishtuka, I think ni Maria alishtuka. Maria wa Mike chakicho. Alishtuka mimi niko iko nene. Alafu Maria wa Mike chakonya na shtuka na hiyo time alikuwa ananipatia story ya vile waliishia ga American Embassy, American Embassy ni gani? Yeah. Wakapatana zizi sio alidishi jo. Ni done. Done akawa anacheka tu. Done. Ni jonan Ombachi.
Eh.
Ati alishia ga hey. Ombachi. Hey. Ati washaishia bisa katokea na dishi. Alafu ilikuwa like ati Ombachi akachukua vitu sita. Akachukua kwa sorted jo. Leo ikauliza jo. Yeah, amjipangi. Yeah. So they are like, oh shit, wanafikiria tio Ombachi ati alijishughulikia peke yake.
Yes, he had gone. That's how it's supposed to be. I just see alikuwa chef. He was actually,
you know, he had been invited.
And consumer. Yes,
yes. Yes.
Okay, ah.
Na kwa anacheka na chakula.
Mi hizo hizo areas mimi najua mimi uchoma. Mi I don't care. Mi kuna madhali nicheki pale of course with the hizo mamkate na dips juu ilikuwa sauce ya nini. Hii sauce nyingine ilikuwa hapa ilikuwa na fish. Or something.
Oh, mimi
ilikuwa like minced. Sijaona like sauce iko na minced fish and whatever.
Mimi je don't dip my shit in there. Yeah. It's dipping. Mimi ilikuwa tu chukuchu. So nilichukua mbili na nani akashtuka jo. Kazi chapa kwanza nikarusha vijiti. Kabla nyingine then it took some time before nyingine moja ikam.
Sio sikuziona tena.
Hizo sausage rolls. Ingine ikakuja. Nikaitandika. Alafu this is where now it starts getting interesting. Because when in such environments, what happens is kuna white people na kuna black people.
Yeah.
Like you come to black people naturally, I think kuna ikuwaga na hii inferiority complex. Ile especially watu like certain different classes za workers waganayo. And you expect that level of inferiority complex amongst the like ama waiter.
Yeah.
So na kuna huyu waiter mmoja ile try kumuita. Hata nilimwona jana anakuja na masamosa. Nika try kumuita akanilenga. Akaguja mpaka hivi. Alafu I think akaitwa na madem fulani akaishia. Nafuta kumazana na madem akaishia akatry kupatia walami fulani dishi wakakataa. Sasa eventually nikaanza ku do the walk of shame kikamiria yetu. And I wanted to blame him but I can't blame him. I think it's one of those things of Kenya where you lie to yourself that you need to serve white people first. And imekuwa passed from generation to generation, so treat girls say like they're special and they're not. So kulikuwa na hiyo ile like trying to get your ako ka sausage and nini ka samosa.
I waved at him. Actually the first person I localized na it was
hungry
ass man
na akaishia
niambia buda hapa kwa na journal on point like sisi wote we are hungry man
kuja hapa.
So of course I need to check but I don't know kama you know maybe kuna wale wasi alikuwa
walikuwa wamemwambia before
ama wale alikuwa appointed. I can't blame him, maybe he's nini his referrals referral ya maybe that catering company ilikuwa inakuja through you know serving the high guys.
So we always have to give them the benefit of the doubt. But eventually of course let's give him credit. Alitufikia. Tukabaki tu menini.
Tukatimbua.
Yes, a few of the things that stood out of course was like anyone who attended the event has to admire the way Okto create opportunities. Because ulicheki kulikuwa na wa mother.
Yeah.
Wa mother, there's some older women who are there, they danced.
Yeah.
And they basically did something. This
traditional nini nani Zack alikuwa anahitaji tero sana
tero buru
nakumbuka Zack aki nilifunza tero buru hapo and you could tell that you know these are atakama wanaishi Nairobi they were representing culture yenu.
Yes,
so you know they had some cultural dance hapo of which was very good. It was very good. Yeah. I think I only cut and read. Sasa his listening session.
Yes, alafu tutabonga tena juu ya Jalas, but another big shout out to Jalas because Jalas vile alikuja kuna time kuna bonga na yeye na ule boy anaitwa Soundcraft nilio TikTok, anapenda TikTok as a producer.
Okay.
And in the process Jalas akatikia mother. And he just dipped into his pocket, got some few G's and gave them.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
That
and was he could good. See it was unplanned.
Was
he just
good.
Saw
that,
some old
that was
women.
Impromptu, yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. And So yeah, but another thing pia tumeskip ni tukiwa hapo, vile tulisema tulipatana na watu wa mic check jo. Tukapatana kijana anaitwa Moas. Moas anajua kupiga picha because one thing, Zira ya na Rapture wanakuwa photogenic. So this dude and Rapture. This, if they were women, they'd be half naked on the internet. Hiyo ni kimoja niza kuambia tu.
I should more
Ian
than you get.
And Rapture. Ah, so wawili wangekuwa madame. Wangekuwa katu na thong kwa internet. Hizi raya zikiona kamera, waga lazima wapige picha. Show me the next thing naona, nachikijua mwaso. Mike check tuwa napiga tu mapicha. Nashudua gani gani hizi tena. Kube hira eni impatia nini? And it took some really nice.
Mi liona, niliona nani akiwa, he was so, no, Maria was so insisting. As nani? Lazima nani mwasa mchukue picha. So nikaona ile attention ana put. Kaona, let me just try him. Because nikamwambia, nikamwambia iPhone imeenda hivi, wacha kirudi tutapi. So akaniambia ati the next year work hard. Ile raya moto. So of course vile nini nikamdunga, nikamwambia okay, sir, just take photos, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, akapiga. But anaona anainama ako kule, you can even have to look. Hey, you do imeenda wapi jo?
Yeah.
Baka na ngoja smile a different pose. Okay, sir, look away, sijui nini. So of course ndio akafanya some tricks.
Yeah, kwa hapo busy akinionyesha the portrait, iPhone,
even how to adjust that the studio lights. Some shit that has missed jaifika hapo kwa nini.
Yeah. So I think that's the interesting thing of meeting people who are good at their craft in quotes. Eh?
Yeah.
Because majuzi pia aziko nini tulimit, kuna boy flani alipitia on Saturday. Ni of course tukwa tushare kwa
weekend up. Colors.
Yes, boy flani wa, anitua, Black Market. Boy anitua Kemi. And he came and he was showing us a few settings.
Yeah.
And it was just ridiculous. Like the way he makes it simple. Mm. Sija learn bado. So my nephew still learning. And of course, kala grading text time before ujue nini ama nini. But there are few basics he showed me. Like, hata nizambia wasi, mindo nilikala grade ile show ya, kuna like a show, it was supposed to be like 8 minutes long, ended up being 40 minutes, tulifanya na Eriko, Eric the pilot, every other time with Eric, Eotwe. And I kala graded that and I could not believe, like, damn, this is me. Like, because of that, I just spent a few minutes with him. And it's so good at his thing. So ilikuwa poa.
Sometimes master classes work.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Mwasa kawa alikuwa mpiga picha za Ira ya, alafu in the process akasema, when do ulisema tupigwe pamoja?
I wanted us the whole nini.
Yeah, plus but, Zach was going
Zach,
to do her.
Zach was on another mission.
Yeah.
Of course, I think we ask him later.
Yeah.
What he was up to, because every time I used, Zach alikuwa na toka.
Yeah.
You know, there was cocktails and there was
other
things. Okay. Obili tukibonga about cocktails hapo. Saidia nini, funny enough, that those ladies were very, you know, understanding. Hakuwa na nini.
Yeah.
Hakuwa na, because me niliorder kanyanga. 7 minutes, you get your cognac, whatever, because the event ni na Hennessy and stuff. So, yeah, akakam, na vile ilisha akakam, akanyambia, hey, niaje, you had ordered something, but unfortunately, zimeisha. So, nikambia,
na mimi pia mocktail yangu ikuja. My mocktail.
Did you get your mock?
Yeah, my mocktail didn't.
It was just smoking you.
Yeah, I feel like she was mocking me. So,
Mwasa meni ni, katutuanga hiyo. Yeah, na sijui kama like you get on your good side.
Yeah, Mwasa, because I found it to be interesting. Because me, like, one thing I'll tell people, like, I'm not good with photos. I don't have that. Mu feel weird.
Posing.
This is even one of those photos in La Place Meduivi. I was literally pointing at someone to tell them, like, you can see you. Afika tokea, but vile nani alipata utafikiria nilikuwa nimepose.
Okay.
So ilikuwa hiyo, but yeah, it was interesting ya kunionyesha sijui hiyo, portrait, what. Hizo ni vitu zile sijui.
Okay.
Another person, of course, ule tulienda up tumepata hiyo area ilikuwa ni Hype Balo.
So the funny thing was,
ili time tulingia, chikiu mse na shimu mse nishai mwanaga api. Tuo wakanigotea, alafu pia minikamgotea, but ile niko 50-50. So wadae, ndio nikauliza kina nani see ni doni mbaya ni Hype Balo. So ndio baadaye I was even able to talk like her conversation with him. I was like, Hype Balo ni yule mse alikuwa arrested na DJ John Falme,
yeah,
the infamous incident ile John Falme was arrested and charged with the murder. And at some point inasemekana kuwa Joe Mfalme was freed and turned state witness. Yes, so he's been leaking some things as we always say. So so the process lazima ningeuliza nani katai kumtake back to your siku. Alafu akaniambia like life was interesting. Like even the way they left that day, they really do that. They are really together. We're gonna leave yanaishia kivyake, au anaishia kivyao. But on this specific day, he decided to go with them.
Okay.
Acheki. And then he gives a story of vile ndaa yao iligongwa.
Yeah.
Alafu wakatoka wakamua, I think wakamua kwenda, there was a police station nearby. Wakaenda kutafuta makarao, then wakabaki na ukarao mwingine, who the one who ends up dying. And in the process he tried like to run away, so Hype akamnyang'anya key ya gari, ndio. So vile alinyang'anywa key ya gari akashika Hype akamshika mashati. So just arguing with him, but even by the time the cops wanafika, he took a steady ali swing at Hype, but Hype aka so the next thing ile Hype anasikia ni msame dead hicho, alafu now he's being accused of murder, alafu pia na nini kaka like hako anataka ku get into details na story za Joe, but you could feel
on Joe's like tell the side of the story,
because I wanted to know like is Joe really a state witness, but I think him, because he's trying to maybe protect the friendship ama what. You could see he was dodging it, but you could also see that you could get a feeling that George did him Joe did him wrong. So yeah, it was good to see Hype.
We have never seen him. But I'm sure that kuna part na move coming in, and they're like I didn't know. Mimi niko naona you know, just sasa energies, you don't go wrong na energies. No John ki move around the crowd, kuna wale wasi like yeah, niaje niaje, akicheki camera kuna nyota. You know, kama kuna DJ fulani I think niko na move kama nje naenda kwa but yeye mpaka ningekuuliza like who's this guy,
yeah hype. He went through it, eh?
Good to see him amerudi back kwa nini kwa the scene is na nakatu he's doing okay,
yeah, he's doing okay. He was the MC. Yeah, na Calvin. Calvin na Mike's open yeah. podcast. Who else did we see? Of course, kulikuwa na Okello Max na watendawili. Okello Max alikuwa hapo, of course, nika try kumu enjoy kidogo hapo vile. Kuna try and little kum reach out. Kum let down ikone. Alafu alikuwa aniangalia zile za, I don't know who this is. So I had to introduce myself. Kasema like, ikone nene. So kulikuwa na hiyo Okello Max, of course, watendawili. Right now watendawili is like wana tenda mingi hapa Kenya.
Okay.
Who else did I see? Ona
Winnie.
DJ Joe. Asi DJ Joe. Joe Mshiri alikuwa. Alafu yes, Winnie Odinga. Winnie Odinga pia alikuwa. So ukipatanga na mtu kama Winnie, she's one of those people like if you get that opportunity you have to ask her. So I had to ask her about her dad. So we had a very short conversation, but nilimuuliza like why is your dad doing whatever he's doing? Why akasema tu honest. Someone like, now my dad now is securing his own legacy. And it's not about Kenyans anymore. It's now about him. Unajua? Like, I'll try the presidency, Kenyans who are mka reject.
So, yana chaza tu na CV.
Yes. Mka reject.
Okay.
So, to some degree, I understand that. Like, like you owe people nothing. Because, Raya Mobs ilikuwa gara, you will never be president. Nonga yo. So how do I owe you something? So there is that side which I understand. Ile kwa nini Raya ameamua kujipanga vile najipanga. So nikatrai kumenjoy kumuuliza like utairudi iko nene? Akaniambia yes, yes, talk to my assistant. Eh, nakuwa kaje. Talk to my assistant. Assistant iko hapo. Iko iko nene. So so that happened. So and pia alafu niko nimesimama naye hivi. Odems yule kwamevaa perfume gani? But he just smelled like money. Jukita kujua perfumes na smell ka doni perfume that are very earthy. Like smell like trees,
nature-ish.
Nature but it's not. You understand? Like iko hapo, iko hapo. So alikuwa perfume nyingine crazy sana. Nilikuwa naenda kumuuliza which, I was curious. Kujua ni perfume gani? Cause to me the perfume was not feminine. You know, smell perfume alafu iko to me
like kama hizi zetu zina smell ka farmers you call Rudio ni Glaxo Smith Kline.
Hey, so there was that. Who else did I see that I found interesting? So kuna huyo another thing of course is finally tukacheki Boni.
Oh yeah,
Boni alikuwa hiyo area
yeah.
And Boni ni mtu wa nguvu.
Mm.
And akaniambia that he aliwatch ile video tulifanyaga.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Boniface Mwangi.
Okay.
And of course Boni, I'm always honest. I always tell people this is someone to me who I trust.
Mm.
People fight him because people can never understand how someone can fight for a country. Everyone assumes you're fighting for a country because yeah. you've been paid.
Mm.
And it's bullshit. Sometimes you've not, not sometimes. There are people who love this country.
Yeah.
There are people who think this country can change.
Mm.
And according to me, Boni is one of them.
Yeah.
I check it.
Mm.
So, we have a discussion upon. We try to re-invite Tena to Ikonene.
Mm.
Bonga bonga, 1, 2, 3 things there, and then of course now let's go back to Jalas. Then Jalas akafika jo.
Mm.
So ile Jalas alifika, nikamcheki. I think hiyo time kwa tumeenda kuchukua coffee, so tulienda mimi na Ian tulienda sector fulani hapo kuchukua chai.
Yeah.
So just needed something. So hiyo time tukirudi hivi ndio niko na Jalas akiingia.
Mhm.
Hapo ile Jalas aliingia akaenda kubonga na kina Soundcraft. Wasa okay. Juu Soundcraft ni ile msewa TikTok na napenda TikToker.
Mm.
So nika on a bonga, then I was like, I need to go just talk to this guy.
Jalas, yes.
So they I need to bonga na Jalas.
Yeah.
So nikaenda nikamu hit up and the first thing akaanza kuuliza Soundcraft, unajua mseni nani? Of course Soundcraft hako anajua kuuliza young dude. Na anajua tu kama iko nini podcaster juu.
Okay.
Then
your previous
the process we talked kidogo. I think he's seen a few videos. I think the most infamous video has to be the video ya King Ori. Vile King Ori alisemaga he has no stand. So mpaka kanienjoy like, hey, buda bado na invite wasa kuja kunibash. Which is, it's never my intention to invite anyone, to bash anyone.
Yeah.
And pia ye tukabonga ni kamuliza, siku moja nitakami kwa nene. Kaniambia, yeah, well, I'll kuja. We exchange contact. So I'm really hoping to have that conversation with him. Because one thing ila alienjoy ni, niambia like, buda. Whatever you think you know about politics, you know nothing.
Nah.
Okay. Like ati, ye mwenye ambe lingia kwa hiyo game, haka notice jo, hakuna kitu wanajua.
Mm.
Like, it's been like a crash course.
Oh.
Alafu nikamu enjoy your story ya kujoin ODM.
Mm.
Haya ya kujoin GAVA. And he was a member of ODM and he made a very funny joke, which I can't say, because I'm sure most probably if he ever comes on Ikonene, he'll give the same explanation, but it was a funny one. That was Jalas, and around the same time is when he saw the women interrupted me.
Yeah. I think nilikam kumgote hapo kwa nini. You notice he has a very firm handshake, by the way.
Yeah, as a politician, I think you have
to. Because nilikuwa like, ouch.
Mm. Oh, ilikuwa, okay.
Nika, I was almost feeling like Alfred Mutua, man.
Mm.
Salami kidogo, alafu, nikuna kumakani kumita mheshimiwa. Mimi naitwa Jalas. Nikamwambia sasa niaje Felix. Poa poa. Alafu saka.
So we had that discussion with him. Mm. Hopefully atatokea hizi masaiza iko nene.
Yeah.
Kuzungumza maga like hizi vitu, of course we don't take them to heart. We don't whatever. It's like we're just trying to have conversations.
Mm.
Will we have opinions? Yes, we'll have opinions. Mimi nasema I'm very honest, I'm more of the opposition side than the government. Now governor opposition ni kama haiko. That's why mimi saizi ni team Kalonzo.
Cuz yeah, nani ya Jalas is very cuz one of the things naweza taka kujua ni like vile alisikia baba amecross over to the other side na yeye alikuwa bash to crossing his other side first.
Mm, it been vindicated.
Yes.
But I think muuliza jeyo.
Hii imempatia some lifeline.
Yes. Saizi
ndio.
Saizi I think if things stay the way they are.
Yeah.
He's coming back as the Langata MP.
MP.
Yes. If things, because najua wasu ODM ni watu, ule msu waga, najua shida politics, it's emotionless. So people's emotions are like, you know what, this is our guy. So
yeah.
Na expect abaki ya merudi. Then kulikuwa na the Q&A session, of course, ile Calvo.
Yeah, alikuwa na nini. Ana host your session, yeah.
So wendo ulienda yo area?
Yeah, Mali, of course he was, now yeah, alikuwa anabonga about the album, the making of and of course you know nasikia kuna wasanii wali sample some paper bags somewhere. There's a track there. There's also some group from Malindi.
Yes.
And of course Dili ndiye ame produce the track. Makadem Makadema amefeature pia kwa some track.
Yes.
And of course some girl there, can't remember the name. Yes. So those were the, of course, didn't see Makadem, but there's some guy there who's in the nini, who's in the video apo kwa hiyo Q&A.
Yes.
And also another girl. So of course Octo was talking about the his sound na nini, alikuwa anasema he sound ya Kiohangla is almost close to amapiano. So alikuwa anasema like, you know, like I don't know why people would gravitate so much towards amapiano and then neglect this sound that we have is hapa Kenya. So of course yes yeye akasema he started experimenting na hizi, because ukiangalia hizi album zake ziko na, hata ukiangalia Banko Touch na hizi tracks zenye alikuwa amefanya before, sasa alisema that time ndo alianza ku gravitate towards this African, you know,
yes.
Kenyan whatever.
Mm.
So yeah, so basically okay, Q&A ilikuwa tu ni about the structure of the album,
which was good. Yes,
yeah, of course Dilly like, I've never seen him. Dilly, but
yes.
So
it was a good one.
Explain his whereabouts.
It was a good one. Kuna ngoma hapo ime sample in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. But I think by the time Wasewa na Wochi, the album itself is going to be on all DSPs.
DSPs.
So it's like one of the things that we look forward to. So hiyo ilikuwa nini, like album launch ya Octo. Africa ni remind, the last time tuliona nani Costa Ujuang.
No, ilikuwa kwa
the previous Octo.
Octo, listen, Lamunites.
Alafu sasa tulimcheki hapo.
Last year Feb.
Kwa last year Feb?
It was last year Feb 8.
Okay, Feb 8. Eh. So there was that, so we met him again.
Yeah.
And so it was a good one. It was a good one. So
I think I also met Nani Fancy. And I told him
Fancy
like,
Fingers.
Fancy Fingers. I go nauliza uko wapi? Sasa kaambia hiyo time nilikuwa nimeenda ku get coffee. I think you went talk to Bonnie. So and kaambia like, dude, thank you for it's you. Ile ngoma alifanya na Jerai. Akaniambia, I don't know everyone keeps telling me about that song. Neto it's you. Nikamwambia like, you give it soul.
Yeah.
That is why people are connecting with it. So nikamwambia thank you for the music. Unajua like ile kitu ile ku hit and then inakuanga ni rare sana ukipata msanii you compliment him on.
Yes, no, on the like, music.
Thank you for that.
Because music will get you.
Because if I met Nani Drama Queen, as I want to be like, come Africa, blast.
Raha.
Like, inapaka raha.
Iyana nafaa kuambia jo, kuna vile alikuja akasema anataka kujua kama bezi na bezi. Kamchezea ngoma mbili, Jay-Z.
A week ago,
na raha. Sikia mleo raha. Asa ngoma ingine kwa na bezi kali kabisa ni Boasty. Mjonga Boasty. Oh, Idris Elba.
Boasty. Yeah. Sean Paul na nasijui nani.
Stefflon.
Yeah.
Stefflon Don.
Na Stefflon Don.
Wajua kayo Stefflon Don kule imetoka. Kuzina kunga majuzi ni kienjoy wife juu yake na hakuwa najua.
I don't know.
Sini Steph London.
Oh!
So she just separated and she came up with such a name. Yeah. Such a dope name. Yeah.
Ah, Stefflon Don.
Yeah, Stefflon Don.
Ah,
ready for the thing fi connect. Hey, hota yeah. Yose manga. Land the big thing point is set. Niko iko nene.
So I think yo ngoma inanikumeshanga nini Jabali, because yo ngoma ni ya 2018. So it such a big tune. It was everywhere, man. So
yeah, so Boasty.
So Steph London. London.
Yes, Steph London. So kuna hiyo alafu sifat kitoka kwa stories ya Octo, acha tubongejua a few things that happened.
Yeah.
Of course kuna hii video iko na go round ya boy fulani alishikwa akicheat kwa exams. I think ilikuwa University of Nairobi, afu I think ilikuwa medicine. And I did not like the way they treated him, because they treated him like a criminal.
Yeah.
And he's not a criminal.
Mm.
Education ya Kenya, I think the person who described it the best was Casmuel. Education ya memory. He tests how much you can retain information. Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe this guy can't retain information, but he can do other things. To treat him like a criminal, record him,
end up
kwa kwa mainstream media, haiku nimekia sense. So, kwako?
for me liko naona liko na treat kama criminals na every institution inakuanga na disciplinarian kunakuanga na hiyo board ya if you do this you
yes
cheating has always been there
yeah
it has always been there it was there in my ear it was there in your ear
yes
it was there in my dad's ear you know so na si kitu yati nini ati nakuanga that serious you know so if kwa umeshikwa it's either you're disqualified maybe that year you have to receipt for a paper but making it a national whatever you know as in the same government wacha wanaambiwa tisijua atafanya nini we have people who have questionable papers who didn't even sit for that exam
yes
you know at least hour because ni about to cram they just needed something to trigger their memory of course because walikuwa wame strap nini phone and then headphone so it's like an audio so nakwambia for this so I don't know now how walikuwa naisikia
yeah ndio naweza taka kujua
like I think hapo ndio blanda because medicine because hata kuna comment mse alisema sasa watu nini wana parade the dumbest cheaters because they got caught
yes
so like these are not the best
yes
you know So, of course, channel kwa nashangani, how walikuwa naisikiza aje.
Yeah, nisata kujua kwa naisikiza aje.
But if you're doing medicine, I don't care, kuna comment ingine nilicheki hapo ati, oh, no, ati, the fact that, ati ni medicine. These are the doctors you're going to have. It's one thing to cheat kwa exam. But you can't cheat a cadaver, you guys.
Yeah.
You have to operate a cadaver.
Yeah.
Those tissues no longer about. You know, if you actually use those audios and navigate through a cadaver, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. Because you're using what you have.
You're using what you have. Yes. Yeah.
I think kuna time kuna mtu alijoke hivyo akona sema like wakiwa chuo. I don't it's unrelated to this I think because I'd seen it somewhere on the internet. Kwa sema tu wakiwa chuo kuna model kwa naambia you'll never walk around with a calculator full time. So that's why you need to fucking za kujoke phone. Nowadays people walk with calculators. Kitambo ilikuwa you never had a calculator on. Ilikuwa literally
logarithms.
Yes. Unafanya nikaanza kufikiria juu yake. Do calculators still sell like they used to sell? You remember like physical calculators?
Yeah, for high school
for kids.
High schoolers, yes. For high schoolers.
Because you know it's bullshit it in is. Real life. Like in real life, nikikupata na calculator na kuangalia gazeleza. Kuna mgada kuna...
FX82MS. Casio.
Yeah. Na kungo likuwa naendaga kwa biashara. Mbela, ni pesa ngapi?
Niende na? Adi likuwa
gana. Ananza kukalculate.
Adi likuwa garrapped.
Yeah.
Na iku attached to some whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So, uwa boy...
Yeah.
Like for you to be treated like that, I felt like European invasion of privacy. Like my education is private. And I love still of course to stick nice story lazima to bonga joy story ya the town hall meeting. Because apart from the town hall, town hall kuna dem alipigia president nini magoti. But then there's this dude called Salim Swale. Former journalist.
Yeah, Salim Swale.
Alienda kwa internet, akaanza kulia. So, wewe ulifuatilia story, kuliendaje?
Yes, of course, yenye nimefuatilia ni ya Salim. Ingine.
Yeah, unasema.
Yeah, Salim.
It was the same thing. Like, this girl kneeling for the president. Shit. It's like Salim Swale going online.
Salim Swale, of course, amekuwa accused for sujui embezzlement. Sujui ya 5.8 million. Used to work for ofisi ya Mudavadi.
Madividi.
Madividi. And now it's like he's jobless. So he was pleading to his master, the president. He was pleading for forgiveness, ya betrayal. Na akasema like sahi ako, you know, his finances are depleted. I take that to note. He's being frustrated by his lawyers, he's being frustrated by the police. So ipati ya lawyer niligate.
Yes.
Because sana sana kuna kuangana hiyo puzi ya justice delayed is justice denied.
Yes.
Tulikuwa na nani hapa CS wa nani former CS wa interior. Nani?
Eugene
Wamalwa. tukamuuliza about of course your family, your family whatever. Yeah, of course kuna disputes za property ya nini kijana wa Malo. Na akasema the matter is still in court. And that guy died when? Was it more than 20 years ago?
Yes. 2003. Tulienda gayo funeral. Nilikwambia. Sisi kaa nini? The University of Nairobi.
Yeah, nini mlikula ile pool ilishinanga KTN hapo.
Sijua tatuli nini, but nakwa tulienda gayo huko. Ara mop sana kwa sababu okay, Yvonne your time. Ye budonjo so hizi Yvonne window jo kuna vile hapo na jeito
kuna window of opportunity you
are in early 20s you guy like early 20s you know you the way you have those throbbing ones so ilikuwa hiyo time but we went for that
direction
trip.
At a funeral
yes alafu pia apart from that hizo trips are compared to tunapata go per diem ya 700 bob per day so 700 bob I think
kutoka 2003 700
yes, yes.
Ni kama town bills sai
yes hiyo yeah. Ilikuwa town bill so maybe your town bill right now maybe it was like 4k yeah. So tulitokaga tiko na Friday. Funeral ilikuwa Saturday tukarudi na Sunday ilikuwa 3 days I remember it was 2100.
Ulimlia?
Kuna boy wangu fulani anaitwa Difre. Alikuwa Mafredi, alikuwa one of the alikuwa was in Sono ama there something he was head of that made it possible the trip. He used to be my dude so he organized nikabaki nimeishia. Tukaishia trip. Yeah, so Amalo, it's a long time ago. It's now 21 years.
Yeah, na bado the, wanasema, he was hoping now the court finalize.
Yeah.
So back to Salim. Salim anasema, every time anasikia the court hearing, he's broke. Kwa sasa, lawyers wake wakiapia, they want something. Na check, I don't know makarao. Now, hapa kwa makarao, ni kama alijikaranga. Because makarao lazima itishe tu hongo. Hongo ya nini?
Yes.
So what are they protecting you from? And plus, okay, I didn't feel remorseful. And a lot of Kenyans wamesema, hizo ni crocodile tears.
Yes.
If you are claiming that's betrayal, is that admitting you're part of?
Oh, because anasema ali betray...
The president.
The president, not even Mudavadi.
Yeah, I betrayed you. Yeah, so sama, this is I've decided to make this video because I've tried so hard to reach you, but your people have been taking me around. So Mr. President.
Oh, Mr. President.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the video addressed to Mr. President.
And that's disrespectful to my DVD considering it's Mudavadi who gave him the job.
No, after nini, I think after that he's being replaced by the way. Kuna raya fulani imetekio job yake. Yeah. This dude before, why people are not, you know, showing
remorse
towards him. He was a
arrogant.
Opulent guy.
Oh, nini chike po some impost na
magari ya before machos. Before machos and after machos. So kitu ingine ni jazz ni. I didn't even know this guy can talk English, Yuka.
Ako zumemzoya na Kiswa.
Yeah, I think Kiswahili. I think I've tried kujitetea na Kiswahili imekonga ukuta.
Cuz hii yake ni funny cuz I remember there is a time that naitwa nani? I think kuna time kwa tunabonga na Murethi. And I told Murethi that I'd want to interview this guy. After I think Murethi akaniambia like, "Ah, umse kuna vile yes, kumpata itakuwa that hard." So, office ilikuwa Director Press Service, Office of the Prime Cabinet Secretary and Ministry of Foreign Affairs, blah, blah, blah. Yes, yes. Ilikuwa hiyo. Wacha ni cheki. I can see. And I'm going through his Instagram. Nona. The last video I post ilikuwa 14th of June. And alikuwa kwa nini. Then, na cheki Prime CS. Umoja wa Afrika. Kwa mi post pia hizi stories za kulaunch Raila. Yes, Kenya for AUC. So yes, he was involved. He was involved. Then posting his kid, of course, which is important. A lot of the stuff I'm seeing is not so bad. You know, because Natikepa international departures. I love Zimbabwe. Okay, I don't see. I'm not seeing a lot of opulence level. I'm not saying. Oh, okay. I see the Prado.
You see, that's Saturday. The photo. Ni anya meva like some blue and gray sneakers.
Yes, yes. This is only Jordans. Yani uzi jua Jordans kiziangalia. Afu niko sure Jordans zake si hizi zetu. Lazima ikuwe ni the right price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Na mcheki huko alikuwa na mitigi akina wasiwa mukuchu akina godi tena around Scooby. Okay, naona, naona, naona.
Okay, so I think sasa now when you do such a thing, of course, hizi vitu ni allegedly bad. Okay?
Yes.
But I think he's kneeling facing the right center of power.
Yes.
Because every dude yenye ishaikuwa na scandal yuka. Ika bend the knee. Yeah? He's been acquitted so far.
Yes.
Kiangalia wale watu wote walikuwa na questionable wale. Like Linturi is still roaming this earth. I think he's doing, he's playing his cards right. Like 5.8 million in him. That would poison the whole, whole whatever.
It's okay, okay. But him crying, because I think as a man, kuna kugana zile vitu zile you should do in private, yes? Like ukilia, does it help your situation? As a dude. Like, alafu history, because kitu imekuwa ikihappen sana na people, like we worship politicians. So inakuwaga hiyo, because can a man's tears move you? A man's tears.
Moved voters. Of,
yes, it moved voters, yes. But a man's tears of them going through shit, not at grief, because no grief will move you. Like someone starts crying and they've lost a close family member, you'll be moved. Yeah, but someone starts crying because they've been accused of a corruption deal, which most probably for you to be prosecuted, lazima, because I'm sure these politicians know there's a lot of corruption going on in their nini, and there's an acceptable level of corruption. So for you to be whatever, I don't know. Yeah, 5.8 million is so little money.
It's so little. This
corrupt man. 580 million.
Yeah.
Unalewa leo. Na angalia kaa bado cheki. Kaa bado gunia imejado.
Maybe you should add some zeros to get attention. Mm. Yeah, like, hii jana ya 5.8 tumeongea na I'm sure that's the...
$8 million.
Yeah, 5.8 million.
If it's million, it has to be dollars. Kiwa mbaya sana, ata ranta itoshi jo. Dollars. So I don't know. Personally, I'm not moved by his tears.
Plus, I think now that you numesema like the amount, pia mimi niliangalia 5.8 million. You know.
Yes.
I think it was a setup. You know.
Yes.
So I know like this dude might have been set up maybe.
Oh, okay.
Because you're a small money.
That's why nashindwa, because 5.8 to risk such a job.
Ile corruption yenye tunasikiza
hapa. Salary yake, he could make your 5.8 million if it's in a very long time, it's in 1 year. Nacheki.
Yeah.
So to risk it all for that, because 580 million, I understand. But wacha endele kulia, as a dude, sitaki kulia kwa internet.
The same way I saw some... The only chance unalia ni?
I don't know, man. Like, nikipatikana kwa hizi protest natandikwa na makarao hapo nalia. Acheki? I'll cry because you understand that's the natural thing to do, but to cry because of a corruption deal that you've been accused of, if you're innocent, you're innocent. And I feel like if you're innocent and you know akina Mudavadi, then you'll come out unscathed. Sindio? But crying, alafu I always have a problem na wasi uchukua ka camera, then they go on camera and then wanaanza kulia because nakaga scripted. Alafu you post. Like hii time yote umelia, kuna a very funny thing nilionaga, like ati artwork casting wa states. Waki cast as an actor and there's a crying scene. They'll know if you're an actor or not an actor through crying. Naturally, itakuwa, maybe in a play, some dude called who? John. Tunaita kwa John cries. John cried. Yes. Kwa una play Kiriamiti. John cried. Naturally, as Ian, kiona John cried, utakuwa, upige nduru. But a true actor knows that most people don't cry when they need to cry. We fight tears. Machiki.
Yeah.
Like, kukikuwa gano, nini ya, kufight, unakuwa gaile, you don't want to cry. Nile, like, you're controlling yourself. It's not something but a fake actor itakuwa like crying. Itapiga nduri ta
crying for
chick, yeah. That's what I think. Kuna history ya crocodile tears and not, but yet, yeah, I'm a casting director.
Yeah.
They're really good at this shit.
But Swale gave a performance. You gave his lifetime. He's fighting for his life.
Yes. So Kalasha Awards.
Kalasha Awards. Okay. I think.
Alafu of course tukibonga juu ya Gava, another story lazima tubonge juu yake ni kuna picha ilitokea ya David Ndii.
Mm-hmm.
And David Ndii looks like he swallowed the whole government budget.
No.
Like kuna rais. Unajua kuna round bambaga sana.
He's digesting the budget.
Like kukaena niambia kuna kitambi yangu jo. Ndii anaweza nishiba.
I've seen but
like damn, Ndii nini na happen? Cause is this alcohol induced? Is it? Kwa nini anaona hivi? Because
no.
Each job, when you're doing it well, unafaa ku lose weight. Najua, like vile Obama alikuwa na lose weight.
Yeah.
What is Ndii eating
that's
making him this?
He's eating our hopes, you guy.
Okay. And corrupt. Swallowing his pride as he defends this government.
Swallowing your pride every day
can
get you to this. So.
Wah.
Yeah.
Because Ndii jo. I don't know
what you mean, but still. Ya kuna time pia depression as well. Inaingia nga nini.
But mute tia
gandhi. Inaweza lose weight ama gain.
Mute tia gandhi. Asamaga he's working for the Gen Z movement. Because to me ndi, he's always telling us, say, do this, do that. This is not effective. This is, you know John him say, he's telling you your secrets.
Mm.
Like me, if I was rude, I'd have already fired him.
Mm.
So yes, I might make a joke or two about yeye na weight yake, but I still feel he's there for the moment. Alafu, talking of eating, jo, kuna hii video moja niko naonyesha Ian, jo, ni video ya dude fulani iko masaidi za Asia. Na wasi wa Asia wagani watu interesting sana because of the way they eat. Most of maga like, I admire their palate. Like, is it raya ukula
kitu? They'll survive anywhere.
Yes. So raya kuna dishi jo tu fish fulani, tula in Luoland, tunatuitanga fulo. Tunaitwa fulo. So fulo tunakuwa gani? Tufish tudogo. Nikala tutilapia. Hatujafika the level. So I don't know if they actually tilapia. Because they only eat
they look like small. Baby tilapias.
Yes. So fulo nazikumbuka gajo. I don't even remember the last time nilitukula. But ilikuwa gajo kikula fulo. Unambua, make sure umenini. Kama unauma, uma mifuba kabeza. Alafu, kasi hivo. Tukiwa toi mother kwa natu advice tu tutoe.
Yeah, the flesh bone. Of yes, the yes. Bone. Yeah.
Alafu unakakula, funa make sure kuna kuon kubwa. You just in case ka hang up, unafaa kumeza sembe, ikabonge yeah, kakingia. Yeah.
Ah,
basasa hii dude ya Asia was eating it raw, man.
Yeah, naichapa raw, man.
Anaingiza tu kwa some like sauce hot, and some leaves.
Whatever. I've seen even a lot of Chinese, Japanese delicacies. They just get raw fish.
Yes.
And then dip it in hot soup.
Sushi.
Set hot soup and yiko kwa like in yiko kwa fire or something. It just inculete to whatever then I dip.
Because Israel zinafanya wajaka tunakani kama sisi
siwa fish. Because siata follow is just nini following every move there.
Yeah.
And I see kwa the blink.
Kufulu tuna nini.
Hata kana blink man. Yeah. Like why are you doing this?
Alafu kitu funny ni sisi kwa wajaka. Siu nini. We always get scales. The scales. Okay, these dudes. Unataka kuniambia yule yako umetoa scales. Nina zikula pia hicho. Ila yake yenda kuteka an issue, you don't want to be anywhere in the vicinity.
Yeah,
man. But I still admire their palate. Like, I admire. And maybe, because yule yako kuchikia yule yana dishi yu kitaika yika imenona sana. Maybe that's how we need to eat our food. I don't know, man. But
I don't know, maybe you are, if unaweza pata, maybe we weren't supposed to be cooking food.
Because
how did we survive to this point?
Yeah.
But then again, ukiangalia that dude. Na of course how COVID came out.
Yeah,
ni kama unaangalia tu. Ni kama ni bubonic plague ingine. Yeah, those guys are special. Because kuna nyata ukula frog jo.
Yeah.
Unaona frog bado zina blink. Zina blink macho yeah, kwa nini?
Kuna dem nilionanga kikula frog.
Kwetu
migutwile tukiingia ndani
yake.
Hatu. Art organ is serious. That's one thing. You have to respect.
Like, neza taka that, nini?
Hey, me, so nukwambia, me, I admire that palate.
Yeah, ati uangalia tu.
Ila tenikipata tu, omieri ko hao. I don't even, before I think of Omieri as a god, I've already thought of Omieri as a male. Because me, I take away, you take away my fear of snakes, eh? Toko meni saidia sana.
Because that actually, there's a meme I saw. That you find this in your house, what do you do? So it's a snake image coil. Kwa grill ya oven. So of course, pale kuliko mianiko, you do, what's your next move? Seka za kupiana food recipes. Siji medium rare, siji whatever, yeah. But for me, the fact that I niliona kwa hiyo nini, kwa hiyo oven, I had not thought of even turning the oven on. I thought of abandoning that house.
Lakini bado, muji tetega, hata hii fia yangu ya snakes, eh? Ujua kuna zile muaga shua si poisonous, kitu kama python, unajua. Hii shit inakuwaga tu na kuogopa, njua ijafika level where it's either I eat you to survive or I can eat. I mean, I'm a Chinese. So to get a pile. You tell me your eyes, you see, you have a macho dog. You get that you have a macho dog. You get eating that shit. Yeah.
But la paito la photo e glasses.
Yo, ijue. Iba kiwejua, this one, why does he have so much melanin? Yeah, but I'd eat a snake. Yeah, like you.
So to go pale fogo, tuambiwe. Next, like from the land of you up, this is Omieri.
Okay. Because hata story yako vile umesema hivyo imenirimind. Kuna story fulani niliona hiyo time ndio notice I've watched too many movies, eh? Niliona story fulani ya Africans are being dumped in the desert. Africans wameenda Europe. Wanadampiwa kwa deserts, alafu wanaachwa. So ikafanya nikafikiria juu kwa desert hakuna chakula. At some point, you have to survive. So the first dude could dead this in a jet of it to me, dish it to your eye.
Yeah.
How not otherwise?
Yeah, mnakula to your liver.
Yeah, alafu sasa shida ni, mkuwe saved na sayo mshazoya kudishi thai. Oh, shit. Yeah. Alafu, life ni serious.
Life ni serious.
Life ni serious because, mza dishi raya, alafu jo, mdishi kila kitu jo, whole commander round ume rudy, the only thing mbaki ni sayo mnyeti jo. Nyeti la hita bidi upike kwanza kama ndo dishi ya mtu rangi.
So na mwani, asa mwani.
Yeah. Mwachua. Hitha rasa ama jeti. Na ni hitha hiyo ama kifo.
Yeah. Ike mina go to war na rasa.
Ay, shit.
Ike ya go to war na rasa.
Exam. Yeah, unasema afadhali.
Ike eat us.
Afadhali la rasa kushinda kuzibolingo na yo kipatikana na hayo. Afu kisabayu, take imagine. Alafu yote maguna moto. Just you have to eat it raw.
Okay.
Ike na patikana na hayo.
Okay, iyo na ismash kwanza na mawe.
Yeah. Yeah, Jackie. Yeah. Are we? When you are saving them. Yes, kikine. Ile.
Because
here at this neck. Eh, when not to make a car, me, you
here at dick neck.
Every time, dude, not to can her in at Babija. It's a some shit. But yeah. It made me think of, so, like, think what would I do to survive?
Your life at some point, yeah.
Yeah, what would I do to survive?
You can do anything to survive.
Because I think you know, kitu moja, ile. Like I respect wa Kenya kutoka kwa hizi regions watu starve to death because the fact hakuna raya ishaifikiriaga like damn if I eat this dude I buy two more days
because me naonanga like guys are hungry and nasikia ti ng'ombe ilikufa jana
kufa nayo cha
I don't know like nilisikia sijui wakikula sijui what might happen
Yeah, but your time to me either me ama ngombe. Eh, me hata kuna vitu mimi siduigi. Kama hizi vile nonagati huko hizo ma country ama nini ya country, ma county kaki na Turkana za donga ngombe alo vute blood. That'd be a vampire. Yeah. That'd be a vampire. Mm. Labda just search it and eat down. Yende kwa confuse it and into erection. Like this. Bloody. In your system. Yeah, but tukimalizia chat bonga J story. Kuna story moja wa msali tu alibaki ya mitu tag kwa Instagram.
Yeah.
Na story likuwa ni kuna msia amekuwa arrested I think for inappropriately touching a minor. So the video is there. So ni msia natembea. Alafu akitembea, nikaa anaguza dem. Mm. Alafu nasikama na huo dem alikuwa nini? Huo dem alikuwa, what's it called? Like under 18.
Mm.
And it made me think, because sasa wife home say ametokea, akitetea the guy.
Mm.
But to me, when I watched the video, I was like, he's the one who put himself in that position. Because if you are walking, you don't start stretching your hands or anything around women, whether they are mature or they are not mature. Because right now, if you are to ask me if this guy is 100% innocent, sijui. Because why do all that? And there's enough space on this side. Like, unza pita, usidu, your accidents happen, yes?
Mm.
And I think kuna zile vitu kama mimi nakuwa very conscious in nikiwa situations.
Yeah.
Nikiona place mademo wako, I make sure niko as far as possible ku stack any scandal. Something can happen by mistake. Rayata inaweza kunini alafu enda kumeguza dem, alafu ikuwe like unaelewa? Like we are always suspects if it come to his story.
Mm.
So everyone a video do you think
I saw the video.
Mm.
I got the same vibe as you.
Yes.
Because you can never, you know, if you are good at it, you might get away with.
Mm.
And of course, he might also be, you know, wrong place.
Yes, yes. Wrong time. Mm.
I check. So, I hope he's innocent. Don't say my evil. This queer team, even the girl was just touched by her. But also, if he's not, then.
Mm-hmm.
He should, but also alikuwa anasema like ukiangalia CCTV footage, I don't know, to the wife alikuwa anasema like this nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's for men.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, just know you are suspect at any time. Mm-hmm. You are suspect.
Yes.
Unaweza kuwa mistaken identity.
Yeah.
Kuiba.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I choose clear paths.
Mm-hmm.
Na check.
Yeah, Mr. Mbeki karibu na mademu.
Hata kama demu kwa mbele yangu. Unajota kama nikiona una swing rasa sana.
Mm.
I move lanes. Because, yes. You know, you might be on some shit. Anaweza kuwa on some shit. Alfa seme like, nimeshinda nikimfuata.
Mm-hmm.
Na mimi, I'm just heading to the same direction. The same way mnaweza toka hapa uende Nyakache.
Mm.
Kuna ile ndaye, hamuacha nangi.
Mm.
Because you're always on the, maybe same, heading the same time. Mm. So, ni kitu yenye if you are a guy, just know anything inaweza happen. Anything.
Yeah.
Hata you get anikisikia, leave alone. Kuna clip niko, kuna nini? Meme fulani niko nasema do's and don'ts in Nairobi.
Yes.
I don't even walk close to vendors or matunda.
Mm. Yeah, kunza kanyaga by accident.
We knock.
Hafu atataka kujua.
Yeah.
Itakuwa ni madharau.
Ama mahoka mwenye, hoka mwenye nini ameka nguo.
Mm.
Because, you know, these are oppressed people.
Mm.
They're just there. Ile time wameona kuna kanjo.
Mm.
And then wana come to try to crisscross. Okay, first of all, wao kuweka hizo vitu ni illegal.
Because
wana obstruct traffic.
Yes.
And you might end up being, you know, being knocked over.
Mm.
So, yoni
sad scenario. Kuga, plus, when you hurt people, hurt people.
Yeah. Mm. Story fulani.
Mm.
Nyako wame like, being a man can, you know, waking up, you don't know shit.
But yes.
So me niko keja, place kwa naishi.
Mm.
And then there was an autistic kid.
Mm.
So me metoka hapa like, maishia, and mefika kijani asubuhi. And I just feel like, you know, ile time yenye umezoea kushit, you must find yourself taking a dump at that time, most of the time.
Yes.
And mefika. So kaingia kijani na nini. So nimerudisha mlango, but I don't knock. So this kid amelikuwa amezoea. Because, of course, I have a small kid.
Yes.
So there are kids who hang around, you know. So this time alikuja, akaingia. So me, I'm just there taking a dump. And then the kid just walked in.
Mm. The toilet.
Walked in the toilet. I'm there like, what the fuck?
Mm.
So when the story niko na bonga, niko na, oh shit. Actually,
in any, how did you get the kid out?
No, it's just, mommy, talk.
Na kakubali.
Yeah. So akakubali.
Mm.
So I never thought about the consequence. Mimi wana like, no ni mtoi.
Yes.
And I've also like, it was embarrassing for me. Like, what the fuck? And I should have closed that door. So, saindo nilichekio video nikona, fuck. What if this kid, I ended alikuwa where are you, you know, it was ilikuwa kwa nani, ilikuwa na baba nani kwa cho. Oho,
alikuwa ananionyesha dudu yake, nimeona dudu yake. Najua
actually that's being caught with your pants.
Yeah, down. Yeah, yeah.
Cuz hata ninge try uko like pia wewe aunge kuwa unani trust anymore cuz they are like at the end of the day cuz there's always that
yeah, 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 yeah. So yeah.
being a man the same way like being a girl and going to do's and don'ts.
Yeah, like being a dude lazima ukue in your environment.
Utembea, ushaitembea kwa street alafu a lady just knocks your groin cuz ana swim con. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
happen. Sometimes you happen cuz I travel cuz kuna time nimegongwa deki alafu nikaslapiwa harass at the same time.
Na ilikuwa intentional au accident?
No, it was accident.
Oh shit. Cuz also that happened. Wewe sasa inaka wajisile odds zako za kushinda jackpot.
Yeah.
Inaka zilienda hiyo siku. The odds of that happened.
Easy. Protested, but it's unfortunate.
Eh, umsemi kile za sema, anyone who watches that video needs to know. Mimi na kwa gana rule. Nikae hivi, kuna dem hapa, sindio? Mi niko hapa, na nimevaa sweater, na nasikia joto. Nita try kukalculate. Kani tafanya hivi, nienda pune mguza. Fadhali ni sweater.
The burning heat.
Yes, wacha tu nikuwa kwa hiyo sweater. Kama si hivo, nita try kumove. Akiwa hivo, nita try, yani, I'll try anything to avoid touching her.
Yeah.
Kitu yote ndeza enda piki look you as inappropriate. Na cheki. So the same way, if I'm in a supermarket, ama place kama hiyo, na nione dem, sa try ku move. Take myself kwa na move bag, I won't try to move anything that might make me touch them. It's just one of those things, ile like evil. Because another thing, is what if ki move hivi, alafu enda kumeguza kitu yake, afu can call kwa try kumnyanganya. Tako, mwizi, akuna utataka mkukonfirm ati ni accident. CCTV by time inaonekana, you'll be dead.
Yeah.
So you have to avoid any sort of contact na nini. So if the guy is innocent, all the best. If he's not, then he'll get what he deserves. But for anyone out there, avoid anything
that makes... Just avoid unnecessary.
Yeah. Ni kama hata vile mchu kiaga. Me, tuseme, if I'm in a tight space and I need to pass katikati ya girls hivi. Tajua nikipass hivi, nitamguza na
and keep as part of your body.
Yes. So itabidi hapo itabidi tu nisema excuse me, mzani create a space so that I peace. Cuz ukipass na anyway itakuwa. Cuz let's say even there is a dude this side and there is a girl this side.
Yeah.
It's both I don't want. I just need clear the
plus also some shit dudes do, eh? If you're in clubs. Usiende dem ku dance na by force.
Yeah.
She's checking that out. Not but it's not for you. Please avoid. It's either you might get smacked by the dude. Ama this girl might actually, you know, accuse you of assault. Na check. So yeah.
Yeah, because talking of that, imefanya nikumbuka nini, kuna dem fulani niliona on Instagram. Yes, you call him one, but I don't think we can share that video. But kuna dem alikuwa na twerk. Ana twerk ingine jo ingile. Mpaka nilishindwa jo, like, kuna watu walizaliwa na kiuno jo. Kuna twerk design nyingine kuna itwa nani hicho
nila like some few weeks ago
ilikuwa hiyo kweli, acha nione kama ni huyu jo alikuwa na nini ka dem fulani tu, hiyo post tu hizo ma video za ku twerk jo. I think anaitwa Demotiz, anajiita PPTida official. Sasa sijui kama hii ndio hainikalio ile niliona, but that's that's her name. Odema na posti gi video zingine za kutwak. Ilo na shindwa joku na ndaji jo. But hizo ni zile tunaziangaliaga tu kwa mbali na tunaziachia hapo. Nafurahisha tu macho. Ni PPTida official. Toka inchi ya Tanzania. Odema anafanya vitu zingine za agent.
I think it's her. Uliona hiyo video yake? That animal print stuff, sindio?
Kuna video yake fulani jo imekusaizi ina go viral. I think ana dance. I think ni ngoma ya Rayvanny. Kuna vitu zingine zile anafanya jo unashindwa na yeye jo. Like ni hizi jo. Ona vile zina moviwa jo.
Mazinga umbwe.
Mazinga umbwe jo. Ona jo. Na kwa hayo machache tunasema kuwa asante sana.
Yeah.
Kwa kuhudhuria hiki kikao na janabonga kama mtu wa design hawanyitarada but hii vile tumesema kwa tumetoka nini ya Okto tukaamua sisi kuna kitu yote ya raya kucheki tutabaki tumia nini alafu yeye tutabaki tumeona kumendaje but asante sana kama kawa sio
yeah
so vile soma aliziaga na remind tu ya na sisahau ama government agent
na yes. Na nini
a government agent
a what
an atheist
and a homosexual
yeah. Iliamwaga hivyo jo but kuna mbili siwezi kataa mimi government agent na pia siwezi kataa kuwa mimi ni atheist hii ni ya tatu mtani haribia familia bwana utabaki nimefanya doni nimepata vitu za spike pata so asanteni kama kawa like subscribe hit the notification button tell a friend kimalizia tukisema eko nene